from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia, day two of Buffalo Bills training camp. We are live from St. John Fisher University.
Excited to talk to one of the newcomers, KJ Hamler. Welcome to Western New York. Welcome to Rochester. KJ, how are you today?
Man, blessed. I can't complain, man. Another day, another dollar.
Yeah?
And just blessed to be back on the field.
A little bit cooler today than it was yesterday. So,
ooh, hey.
Too cold?
I'm from Detroit, so...
You're okay with this?
Yeah, I'm from the cold.
All right, so talk a little bit about what we've got going on here with you and your career, KJ, because we love seeing you here. Most people in this region remember you from your time at Penn State. A lot of Penn State fans listening. We are.
Penn State?
Comeback bid here for you, here with Buffalo. Talk about your journey through your time at Penn State, being selected by the Broncos in the second round, and the path that's kind of led you to where we are here today in Buffalo.
Yeah, I feel like my life has been all about adversity, you know, so far. I think I came into Penn State redshirted, coming from my first ACL injury, and proved myself the next 2 years being a two-time All-American there, and, you know, didn't get to go to a natty, but, you know, I think I solidified myself and had a great team around me, and then being picked up by the Broncos in the second round, and, you know, still, I think my life is still dealt with adversity, and I'm just here to change that around.
You brought up the injuries in the ACL, and you're coming back, and now you're healthy here. Talk about not just the physical rehab, but maybe the mental side of it, too. How difficult is that when the rest of the football world's kind of moving on without you, and you got to still try to work your way back?
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I try to harp on we still human. You know, I know, you know, football doesn't make us, you know what I mean? So it was a time that I didn't want to, you know, be on this earth anymore. You know, I had a lot of stuff going on. I had the injury. My cousin passed away and my grandmother passed away. Oh. And I just went down the hill. Oh. And so I had to find a way to dig myself out of it. I checked myself into therapy, which the hardest part is checking yourself in. But once you're in, you know, it becomes easier every day by day. So, you know, I had to really be a grown man and you know, find ways to cope with my problems the healthy way and not the negative way. And I thank my parents, I thank the people around me, my friends, family, for all having my back through all that time. So I'm blessed to be here.
Yeah, I mean, and there was a time where we weren't a lot of talk about that sort of stuff. You're kind of an inspiration for some folks here, yeah, the way you're kind of dealing with it.
I would say, you know, one thing my coach always said, vulnerability gains trust. So, you know, I had to be vulnerable with the people around me and just give them trust in the little small circle that I, you know, that I communicate with. So, you know, it's been ups and downs, but that's what life about. You got to go through hell first to reach paradise. So,
well, and KJ, I mean, talk about it. I mean, like, it's one thing coming back from an ACL not once, but then coming back from it twice. And then on top of that, you had all these other adversities that you just shared with us. And thank you for doing that. Thank you for being vulnerable with us. I mean, yeah, everybody's got to be pulling for you when you hear a story like that. This is somebody, you're somebody who it seems like knows how dark it can get, yeah, and how to pull yourself up out of that darkness to reach that light.
And I think with that, I try to, you know, come in here with a smile on my face every day. You know, I think you'll never know if I'm really going through something, you know, because I feel like the field is my escape place. And, you know, when I'm around the guys, when I'm around ball, I just forget about all the problems I got outside of here. So the field is one of my coping mechanisms as well. So, you know, I come in here every day with a smile on my face, blessed, because, you know, not every day promised.
Yeah, KJ Hamler joining us here. How do you think you fit in on the field here? Because it's not you. There's a lot of guys in this wide receiver room. Yeah. Do you see your team making this team perhaps on special teams there, KJ?
Yeah, you know, we got a deep receiver room. You know, I want to make an impact in the return game as well. You know, but any way I can help on offense to be a playmaker, deep threat, you know, being in on third down, being that route runner that they need, you know, I want to be that guy.
Talk a little bit about this receiving core. You mentioned its depth. I feel like it's deep in two ways, because on one side, you got the size guys, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's plenty of size when you got Keon and Mack, Chase, and Shorter, and so on and so on. Then you have Curtis. By the way, I mean, you okay with Curtis, Ohio State? Are you guys going to be all right this season?
Honestly, me and Kurt and Keon are probably the coolest on that.
So you got Curtis.
I don't like him because he's a Buckeye. Yeah, right. I don't like them Buckeyes, but, you know, I respect Kurt, though.
But you got Khalil, you got Andy. And bring it up, because I wonder if you've been a part of a wide receiver room that looks like it really has clearly defined roles and depth with the size guys versus the guys that are, you know, faster, more separation, better hands maybe.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that dynamic.
Man, you know, you got a lot of sleepers too. Me and Tyrell Shavers played on the same opening team in high school.
No kidding.
Yeah, me, Tyrell, and Trey McKitty. So, you know, we've all known each other since high school. You know, you got Andy. You know, you got Lil, Keon. And then you got some of the young guys that's out there putting up numbers too. So, it's a lot of guys in this room. MVS being an OG, Mac being an OG. You know, I'm going into my fifth year, so I'm kind of a vet. Just learning, but you can always learn from everybody. And I just think, you know, everybody has a chance. You know what I mean? And everybody makes plays. So we got a deep room.
Yeah. One of those guys, Mac Hollins, barefoot? What is that all about? Are you taking that up a little?
Hey, look, whatever he like. Look, I start walking around a little bit barefoot on the field, but not, you know, that's his thing. So he likes that and likes being grounded, and that's comfortable with him. So, hey, as long as he don't wear them in the bathroom, I'm cool with me.
On game day, though, is he going to wear, like, I see what he's wearing on the practice field. Doesn't look like what you would see on a standard football field.
We'll see when that snow comes. We'll see if he wears shoes.
KJ Hamler, Buffalo Bills wide receiver, joining us. Joe Brady, this is his first full camp, actually, as offensive coordinator. So this offense, how would you describe it? You've been in other systems in Denver and Indy.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to pick up?
You know, I would say the first time coming here in OTAs, it was a little bit difficult. But once you know, I'm not a visual learner. I have to write stuff down. So I'm a repetition type guy. So I have to do it a lot of times. Once I figure it out, I figure it out. But it's easier now. Like, I don't think as much. You know, I just go out there and play fast and do what I came here to do. So his key thing is everybody eats, and that's literal.
Yesterday during practice, it felt like everybody ate. The offense looked good yesterday. Take us back to day one of training camp and just how sharp the offense looked. You made a couple of nice plays, and I saw a touchdown pass by Josh Allen.
I had me one little tug, you know. Just, you know, I think when everybody takes advantage of their opportunities, the opportunities will come more, you know. So, you know, you got to catch here, catch there, catch everywhere. You know, everybody's getting the ball in their hands, and everybody's making plays with it. So, you know, when Joe Brady says everybody eats, he means that literal. So I think that the first day went good. You know, we got to keep this up. You know, camp is going to get harder and harder. You know, when the pads come on, that's the fun part. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, now you've had a few months to work with Josh here. I mean, did you have to turn up the speed gun on the, you know, like when you're catching on the jugs machine? How is it catching in that heat there, KJ?
Oh, you know, I think he got some touch to it, too. I think, you know, to turn it on and turn it off, you know, but it's fluent. Like, it's nonchalant, just a cannon. So, you know, all the time I tell him, hey, if I'm going on a deep route, just throw it and I'll go get it. So whatever you need.
We heard Josh was spending some spare time away from, you know, from the meeting rooms and the practice field with teammates playing this game, Catan. Is that what it's called? You know about this? You know anything about it? My point is...
Is it like a Dungeons Dragon game?
It's a nerd game. KJ.
They were playing it last night.
They were playing the nerd game last night.
Yeah, right? I told him I was going to get some Beyblades or something.
You got to do
some Bakugan.
All right. Tell me what you're doing with your spare time here at camp.
Man... Oh, what do I do?
You're not playing any nerd games.
I played NCAA a little bit. You know, I already won the Heisman.
Very good.
I already won the Heisman in my sophomore season.
Very good. Okay, so you're doing Dynasty mode?
Yeah, I'm doing Dynasty.
I love it.
You know, just vibing with the guys, you know, getting to know everybody. I like, this is very different. You know, wearing actual camp, it brings you back to, like, college days. And I just think getting to know different people. You know, I'm chilling with the O-line. I'm chilling with the defensive line, linebackers. You know, people that you wouldn't, you know, necessarily be with every day. So I think that's the cool part, just getting to know all these personalities, because this is probably one of the coolest teams I've been around, just personality-wise.
Yeah, and I imagine, and that's why Sean McDermott goes away to camp. Yeah. Is this your first pro team where you've gone away to camp, right? Denver?
Yeah.
Denver was on site?
Well, you know, my first few years, we were in our own houses because of COVID and
right,
stuff like that. But, yeah, and then the last year I was with Denver, we did the hotel stuff, but I've never... This feels just like college, and I think that makes it fun, though.
Yeah.
I think it makes it fun walking around campus, enjoying it, and just back to your old days. So, yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
That's exciting.
KJ Hamler, who I can picture you doing ESPN or NFL Network or something like
that. You were
a journalism major at Penn State. Is that still the plan after football for you?
Hey, I'd love to get my face on that TV screen if it's acting. My dad always said he wanted me to go act. So, look, I could be comedian, whatever you need me to be. You know, I just want to be myself. Just be able to be myself and I'll be fine.
Now, you got the Penn State roots. Have you spent any time with Mr. Pegula?
Man, Mr. P is a funny guy.
Like, oh, you have?
He's a funny guy. We spend more time at OTAs. I know we've been kind of busy with camp going on,
yeah.
But Mr. P, he always talks to me, pats me on the shoulder. He'll come up from behind me and be like, "What are you always yapping about?" And I'm like, "My bad, Mr. P. You know I talk a lot. You know what I'm saying?" So Mr. P's a cool guy. He's very quiet, but you know, once you get to talk to him and know him, he's a fun guy.
KJ Hamler. KJ, short for Kali Jacoby.
Ooh,
does anybody does anybody still
call for the FBI?
Yeah.
Man,
you don't have to share anything, KJ.
It's crazy. A lot of people who really know me and grew up with me call me by my real name. So like when my aunt calls me KJ, like I looked at her, I'm like, "Who are you talking to?" Like my grandmother called me KJ one time and I'm like, "Granny," I'm like, "What are you talking about? Like you never called me that a day in your life." So only the people who really grew up with me and grew up around me call me that, but you know, I don't let a lot of people call me that. You know, Josh called me that one time, and I looked at him crazy. But I'm like, I got to be his best friend right now, so I'll let you slide.
I'll let you slide. KJ, man, it's great having you on with us. Welcome to training camp.
Thank you
for making time for us.
Appreciate you.
And, man, thank you for sharing your story as well. I think we're all going to be pulling for you.
Thank you.
Wish you the best success. Stay healthy this camp.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Buffalo Bills wide receiver KJ Hamler in the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat earlier today here live from St. John Fisher University Buffalo Bills training camp.
What a fun guy. And you do need different personalities. And where do I see him fitting in? Well, let's just start baseline here. It's an upgrade over Andy Isabella. Andy Isabella was on the practice squad. They elevated him for a few games for a return. I do think that's his best chance to make this team because if we're doing the exercise here, it's put the top three in order.
Shakir, ready. Coleman, and, Samuel.
Right.
MVS.
Now.
Max Collins. Five. If you're talking about a sixth.
I think he's the sixth right now.
I think you could do worse than KJ Hamler. I'll be pulling for him. I love that guy. You know what? And this is a team that has shown here through the course of the Sean McDermott era that they can take guys that have been jettisoned from other teams or practice squad guys and find them a role, get them on the field. We saw it with Hell, with guys like Isaiah McKenzie is an example. You know, had a nice year with Buffalo. So I feel like they'll if Hamler, with that positive attitude, given everything that he's been through, and man, we forget, like, players that came up through the pandemic and came into the league through the pandemic, different experience. I mean, how much that period of time changed the way so many people go about their day, whether you're talking about kids in school, professional athletes coming into the NFL, whatever it is, you know, that affected him as well as far as his early experiences. And see, he's only 25 years old.
I remember KJ Hamler, Trace McSorley over the top, boom, touchdown, long touchdown against Ohio State. His freshman year at Penn State, he breaks Saquon Barkley's single-season record for all-purpose yardage.
Yeah.
And he's only 25. So, he shouldn't wash out of the league. This is somebody that was a second-round pick and has been battling injury. Now he's finally healthy.
Yeah, and somebody that, after having that conversation and hearing everything that he's gone through, somebody will be pulling for through the course of the season. And whether it's here or elsewhere, hard not to like a guy like KJ Hamler, who just shared some of his most intimate details with us here as far as his journey to the Buffalo Bills. Really enjoyed that conversation. Now, we spent more time earlier today with Josh Reed from WIVB in Buffalo. Wanted to get his thoughts on yesterday's practice while we had him here on with us this morning, and also talk about, you know, his observations here through the course of the offseason as the Bills prepare for their preseason schedule here. And Josh Reed will be a big part of how you consume Bills preseason football because of his pre- and post-game coverage around Bills games during the preseason. So Josh Reed from WIVB in Buffalo will be stopping by the sports bar next. We'll also check in with CBS Sports' Evan Washburn. He'll be stopping by in the 4 o'clock hour as well. We have time for your calls at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.